I remember the old days when the world was filled with sorrow. You might have thought I was living, but I was all alone. In my heart the rain was falling, the wind blew, the night was calling. Come back, come back, I'm all you've ever
take our places at the table, a moment to remember and reflect upon our wealth. Here's to loving friends and family, here's to being able to gather here together in good company and health. And may we be released from all those feelings that would harm us. May we have the will to give them up and get them gone. For heavy are the satchels full of anger and false promise. May we have the strength to put them down. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day. And may we wish the best for everyone that we encounter. May we swallow pride and may we do away with fear. For it's only what we do not know that we have grown afraid of, and only what we do not choose to hear. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day. And as we bless our daily bread and drink our day's libation, may we be reminded of the lost and wayward soul, the hungry and the homeless that we have in every nation. May we fill each empty cup and bowl. May nothing ever come between or threaten to divide us. May we never take for granted all the gifts that we receive. Being ever mindful of the unseen hands that guide us and the miracles that cause us to believe. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you. May the light of love be with you. May the light of love be with you every day.
I've been lately thinking about my life's time, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind, I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. And I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share? Days they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. Changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. For though my life's been good to me, there's still so much to do. So many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family, I'd like to sail away and dance across the mountains on the moon. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass the pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
World keeps spinning faster. My for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friends, please celebrate me home. Give me a number, please celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing me home. Uneasy highway, traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy. Be what you want from me. I'm there strong. I'll be weak. Be instead.
.7 WFUV, member-supported public radio from Fordham University. That's Kenny Loggins and Celebrate Me Home. Kenny Rankin before that and Muddy Creek Road. Did you smell those pumpkin pies? I did. We heard the late John Denver with Poems, Prayers, and Promises. David Roth and the Thanksgiving National Anthem, May the Light of Love. And we began, as we have for so many Thanksgiving holidays, with Judy Collins and her song for Judith, Open the Door and Come On In to this special edition of Mixed Bag. Whenever Thanksgiving week rolls around, it always brings me thoughts of Harry Chapin and the annual Radio Hungerthons that he and Bill Ayers began in 1975 and that continue to this day on radio stations all around the city. We'll pay tribute to Harry with live music from his brothers Tom and Steve and his daughter Jen in the next hour. Fordham basketball at 7 o'clock this evening, but coming up next, a relatively new mixed bag tradition. We all heard Arlo Guthrie's original version of Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving Day, but for the third year in a row, we will have the updated and revised version of Alice and the Restaurant right after these words.
Hi, this is John Platt. This week on the Sunday Breakfast, we'll celebrate John Mayall's 70th birthday. And I'll try to preside over a freewheeling session in Studio A with Ellis Paul and Vance Gilbert. They're the best of friends, and they've now recorded a CD together covering some of their favorite artists.
There comes a time when you're drifting.
Join me Sunday from 8 to 11 here at 90.7 WFUV.
Long Island's Tillis Center for the Performing Arts joins you in supporting WFUV. Satirist Eric Bogosian presents his one-man show, The Worst of Eric Bogosian, featuring several Bogosian highlights at Tillis on Friday, December 5th at 8 and 10 p.m. Tickets and information are available at 516-299-3100 or at tilliscenter.org.
Hi, this is Rita Houston. Here's what's ahead next week on FUV. We'll get the week started with Blue Monday. Sets of blues throughout the day. On Tuesday, we review the best music of 2003 to gear up for our annual Best of the Year listener poll. And then on Thursday, the FUV spotlight shines on Sting. That's Blue Monday to start the week, the year in review on Tuesday, and Sting on Thursday. Great stuff ahead here on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
You might have heard this before. I know I have. 'Cause this song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant was never the name of a restaurant. That was always just the name of this song. And I guess that, well, that's probably why I still call this song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. I wasn't gonna sing the song tonight, or this decade, but I realized sometime earlier this year that it had been 26 years since this come out as a movie, and it was 2 years before that that it came out as a record. And it was 2 years ago on the record, which means it was like 30 Thanksgivings ago. 30 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I decided to go up and visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice didn't used to live in a restaurant. She used to live in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower, with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they used to have a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. Seeing as how they took out all of the pews and having all that room, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, found the place was filled with garbage, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the town dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction and headed on toward the town dump. We got there, and there was a sign, a chain across the road, and the sign said, "Closed on Thanksgiving." We had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And so with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset, looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we come to a side road. And off at the side of the side road, there was a 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff, there was another pile of garbage. We decided that one big pile would be better than two little ones. And rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat. Went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning, when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage. Just wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie. I cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." It was after speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone that we finally arrived at the truth of the matter. And Obie said we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and we also had to go down and talk to him at the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one of two things that Obie could have done at the police officer station. And the first thing was he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely. Hey, we didn't expect it. And the other possibility was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't counted on. And we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with the handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And we sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. Friends, I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this was happening. They got three stop signs, two police officers, and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it, and they was using up all kinds of cop equipment they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster tire track footprints, dog smelling prints. They took 27 8x10 color glossy pictures with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. They took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner and the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. And it was after the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was going to put us in a cell. He said, "Kid, I'm going to put you in a cell. Give me your wallet and your belt." And I said, "Obie, I can understand you wanting my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in a cell, but what do you want my belt for?" And he said, "Kid, we don't want any hangings." And I said, "Obie, did you think I was going to hang myself for littering?" Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown, took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, have an escape and get away. Obie was making sure, all right. And it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? This is still the song about Alice. And anyway, Alice come by, and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, she bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat. Went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning, when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie come in with the 27 8x10 color glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And he sat down. A man come in. He said, "All rise." And we stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 color glossy pictures, and the judge walked in with a CNI dog. Sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog, and then at the 27 8x10 color glossy pictures, and looked at the C&I dog, and Obie began to cry. Because Obie come to the realization that this was a typical case of American blind justice, and there was no way the judge was going to look at the 27 8x10. Well, it didn't matter, because we was fined $25 each, and we had to pick up the garbage in the snow. But that's not really what I come to talk about so much. I just thought I'd mention it, because I know there's probably some people sitting here tonight thinking this is some kind of nostalgic ballad or something, and I hope so. But you never know, they still got that building down in New York City on Whitehall Street, and others like it all around America, and that's where you used to have to go get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. And I remember I had to go in there one morning a long time ago for a physical examination. So I got good and drunk the night before, cause I wanted to feel my best when I went in that morning. I mean, I wanted to feel, I wanted to look, I wanted to be like the all-American kid. And when I went in that morning, I was hung down, I was brung down, I was hung up. I was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking things. I walked in, I sat down. Give me a piece of paper, said kid. See the psychiatrist, room 604. I went up there. I said, shrink, I want to kill. I mean, I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead bird bodies, I mean kill. Kill, kill, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And he started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, 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 kill. Till the sergeant come over, pinned the medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. I didn't feel real good about it. I proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. I was there for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. They was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no parts untouched. But I proceeded through until I finally come to see the very last man. I walked up. I said, what do you want to see me about? He said, kid, we only have one more question. Have you ever been arrested? And I told him the story of Alice's Restaurant Massacre with five-part harmony, full orchestration, all kinds of the phenomenon. He stopped me right there. He said, kid, did you go to court? And I told him the story of the 27 8x10 color glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and the paragraph on the back of each one. He stopped me again. He said, kid, I want you to go over, sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid. Over there, Group W. Group W is where they used to put you if you may not have been moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly looking people on the bench. There was mother rapers and father stabbers and father rapers. I mean, there was father rapers sitting there on the bench next to me. I mean, they was mean, nasty, ugly, horrible, crime-fighting guys. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? I said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $25 and pick up the garbage. said, kid, what was you arrested for? I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there. Until I said, and creating a nuisance. And then they all come back and shook my hand. And we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of stuff, having a good time. Till the sergeant come over, had some paper in his hand. He held it up, he went like this. He said, kids, this piece of paper's got 37 words for them sentences. One, no time to crime, detail crime, and got a thing to say, pretend, tune about the crime, the rest of his name, kind of thing, got to say, and he talked for 45 minutes, but nobody understood a word he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench. And I wrote down the massacre like I was supposed to, and I put down my pencil, turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side of that piece of paper, in the middle of the other side, underlined and capitalized, away from everything else on the other side, read the following words. Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself? I went over to the sergeant. I said, sergeant, you got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench. I'm sitting here on the Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, children, villages, after being a litter bug. He said, kid, we don't like your kind. We're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington. And friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in a little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. They're still there. The only reason I'm singing you the song tonight is because you may know somebody in a similar situation sometime. Even some of you could be in a situation like that sometime sooner than you're sitting here thinking about right now. And if you ever find yourself in a situation like that and you don't know what to do, there may be only one thing that, well, there may not actually be a hell of a lot you can do at all, but there's something you can try, and that's to be wherever it is you're supposed to be. You just go down there, you sit there, you ask to see the shrink, you go up there, you say like, oh, shrink, excuse me, man, but you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, and walk out. Imagine one person, I mean, even today, walking in singing some Alice's restaurant, walking out. They're going to say, hey, that guy's 30 years too late. Get that guy out of here. Imagine two of them walking in hand, singing in harmony. I don't care what the president says. Unfortunately, to a lot of people, that's still a problem. Imagine three of them. They might think of some kind of organization or something. So you can imagine like 50 people, maybe 50 people a day walking in, singing some Alice's restaurant, walking out. Friends, they might think it's a movement. And most of them be too young to know what a movement was. That's what it was. It was the Alice's restaurant anti-massacre movement. That's what it was, and that's what it is. And I guess that's what it's always gonna be. And all you've got to do to join is to sing it with me as it comes around again on the guitar. With feeling. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad. Oh, no. You can't start singing loud just at the end if I quit singing. You would have thought after all this time, you'd have learned by now. If you want to end war and stuff, you've got to learn to sing loud all the time so people can hear you. Now, I know this is a long song. Believe me, I know how long it is. And even on the record, when it come out, it was pretty long. What, 18 minutes, like I said, or something? And I'm not sitting here trying to make it any longer, but I can feel it. I know there's people sitting in this very room tonight that don't believe that songs can change the world, or that songs can change the destiny of nations. I don't blame you. I wouldn't have thought so myself. course, I know something that some of you may not know, but I was reminded of it during the last election. See, I remembered back when Jimmy Carter was elected president, because I got an invitation to his inauguration, and I knew I had to go, because I knew it'd be the only one I ever got. Been right so far. But I went down to Washington, D.C. I'm not making this up now. This is real. I went down to Washington, and it's just like you see on TV, people partying and stuff. And everything was fine until along toward evening. Somebody come around, tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around. And it was Chip Carter, the president's son. I said, "Hi, Chip." I recognized him. He was about my age. He said, "Arlo, I've been looking everywhere for you." I said, "Chip, how come?" He said, "Arlo, I've got something very important to tell you." And I said, "Chip, what is it?" He said, "Arlo, we were moving our stuff into the White House, and in the Nixon Record Library, we found a copy of your record, Alice's Restaurant." I looked at Chip Carter. I looked deep into the man's soul. I said, "Chip, was it open?" And in slow motion, he nodded, "Yes, it had been opened." And I want you folks sitting here tonight to know that I did not think about that for a long time. Until just recently, when we was all thinking about Richard Nixon when he passed away. And I see some young people here that may not know. See, but Richard Nixon was the president of the United States. And he used to like to tape stuff. I mean, if you can imagine a world before VCRs and cassette decks was everywhere, you can imagine a man who was truly ahead of his time. And he taped everything that went on in the White House, and everything was fine until one day they started playing back the tapes. People found out what was going on in there. But it wasn't anything that was on any tape that got the man in trouble, so much as it was what he had erased from the tapes. And there was one particular famous gap in one of those tapes that I was thinking about one night when I said to myself, "Arlo, how many things in the world are 18 minutes and 20 seconds long?" Well, how many things in the world are exactly 18 minutes and 20 seconds long? Probably just a coincidence. But it's good enough for me. So when the song comes around again on the guitar, remember that songs can change the destiny of nations, even if it's only by coincidence. You just have to know the words, have the feeling, and wait for it to come around again on the guitar. You can get anything you want at Alice's Rest, except in Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's.
This is 90.7 FM and WFUV.org, member-supported WFUV New York, public radio from Fordham University.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most talented people on the planet and one of the most indecent people on the planet, Steve Chapin.
Chapin.
Michael Marr.
Hey, there'll be none of that.
The guitar is a little louder.
There'll be none of that.
I want to introduce my good friend, Michael Mark. This is his first time at the Birchmere.
Very nice.
Mr. Michael, actually, you know his music. Probably you've heard more of his music than any of ours, because Michael wrote the Entertainment Tonight theme song. da 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 da. He did it. It was his fault.
You owe me 12 cents.
I came into town with a knapsack on my shoulder and a pocket full of stories that I just had to tell. You know, I knocked around a bit, had my share of small town glories. It's time to hit the city and that crazy carousel. I've been feeling sorry for myself, but you know I was only lonely like everybody else until you brought your Sunday morning sunshine here into my Monday morning rain. You taught me happiness just one time. It keeps on coming back again. These streets were never my streets, for I had not known the stars above. These days were never my days, for I had not known your love. It's funny how city can put on a different face when it holds the one you care for. It becomes a better place. I never felt so far from alone. Oh baby, you brought me halfway home. Oh baby, you brought me halfway home. Oh yes, you brought your Sunday morning sunshine.
Help us out.
Here into my Monday morning rain. You taught me happiness just one time. It keeps on coming back again and again and again. You brought your Sunday. Thank you, friends. We're going to have a whole half here of various Chapins, and now please help me welcome Steve half. Chapin.
Thank you. This is the first time a black key has been played tonight.
Time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Yet we give up our sunshine so we can buy what we need. And that leaves the evening to share a fire with a friend or two, to
lose sight of the hours, to go lightly with you. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. Keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Old friends, they mean much more to me than a new friend. They can see where you are, and they know where you've been. Music has been my oldest friend, my fiercest foe, 'cause it can take me so high. It can make me so low. When I was a child, my mother would help me along. She'd rock me to sleep and sing me a song. So I learned to love the music of all the tunes in my mind, the changing of chords, the rhythm of time. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Yes, I let time go lightly with you. And a fire and a friend or two. With you and a fire and a friend or two. A friend or two. And you.
So much. There was a time in our lives as Harry, Tom, and Steve. There was a very early time when I was 12. Harry got the idea of starting a Kingston Trio-esque kind of band, and unfortunately, a very promising career was interrupted by the Vietnam War, and Tom and I had to go to college. And when we graduated and the war was still going on, Tom and I had to go teach. Harry somehow managed to slip through all this. He was, he dropped out of the Air Force Academy. And they forgot to take his name out of the hopper or something. So he's snaked by. And I'm still trying to figure that one out, how you do 2 months at the Air Force Academy and you fulfilled your military obligation. And right after we got out of school, Tom and I, and the war was finally over and it was safe to come out, Harry was the unknown Chapin. He was writing songs for a band that Tom and I were in that we very cleverly called the Chapins. And what I'm getting to here is that we had this idea of renting a club. Called a very famous club in New York City called the Village Gate. And we would come there at night, and the show that preceded us was Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And every night we'd come in, and Tom and myself and the two other guys in the band, and Harry would come in from Long Island because he was our audience. He was very loud. He was a very good audience. But we used to get in there in the same place, kind of in the show every night, about a half an hour before it ended. And it was for this next song. I know that in Harry's writing, it was something that affected him a lot because of its simplicity and its message. It's called Sons. Sons of the thief, sons of the saint, who is a child with no complaint? Sons of the great and sons unknown, all children like our own. Same sweet smiles, the same sad tears, bedtime stories, the nightmare fears. Sons of the great and sons unknown, all were children like our own. So long ago, long, long ago. But sons of tycoons and sons of the farm, all of the children ran from our arms, through fields of gold, through fields of ruin. All of the children vanished too soon, in towering waves, in walls of flesh, mid wounded birds trembling with death. Sons of tycoons and sons of the farm, all of the children ran from our arms, so long ago, long, long ago. But sons of your sons and sons passing by, children we lost in lullabies, sons of true love and sons of regret, all of the children we'll never forget. Some built the roads, some wrote the poems, some went to war, some never came home. Sons of tycoons and sons of the farm, all of the children ran from our arms. So long ago, long, long ago. Sons of the thief and sons of the saint, who child with no complaint. Sons of the great and sons unknown, all our children like our own. The same sweet smiles, the same sad tears, the cries at night, the nightmare fears. Sons of the great and sons unknown, all our children like our own. Thank you. So I apologize. I guess I get all these down songs, but I'll do what the heck. When Harry met his unfortunate end in 1981, it was not only a family tragedy, but also instantly I was out of work. And at the time, we were playing an awful lot of shows, maybe 200 a year. And in that 10-year meteor that was Harry's career that we all rode on, unfortunately turned us into a big bunch of babies. I mean, one of the things that happens is you get more and more coddled, and with that kind of unreal existence, unfortunately, comes a lot of bad habits, such as too much alcohol, too much drugs, too many strange women. You guessed it, whatever. So, with all that kind of structure disappeared, I suddenly had to face some severe addiction problems of my own, and this song kind of deals with it. It's called The Key. Such an easy life. You learn that big boys never cry. I sat spellbound as our music played, and my real life parade kept passing by. When we saw the distant crowd rise as one to love out loud, heard their magic and the lights felt good in my eyes as we stood to take our bow. And we ran through those wild days, drove through the nights, followed the wind. We chased the neon lights and I drank it like water, got lost on that sea, all bound up inside, too tight to get free. While I searched for the key to me. July, a bolt of lightning split my sky, a fiery instant, and my circle broke. All the right people spoke, but did not cry. I tried for years and years to close this chapter, taste the let that music go that should be played, held by one so afraid to face the fear. And we ran through those dark days, wasted my night, followed the wind, too scared to scale my heights, and I drank it like water, got lost on that sea, all bound up inside, too tired to get free, while I searched for the key to me. Smiling face, I got led to a place I never knew. It's such a tender land, you give your love, it's never planned. Cools the fire of my raging thirst. It was you who were first to understand why I ran through my wild days, drove through the nights, followed the wind, to scale my heights, and I drank it like water, got lost on my seat, all bound up inside, too tired to get free, while I searched for the key, it was you who could see,
WFUV membership means more music. The WFUV member card is your ticket to discounts and specials at great local music venues. Partners include McCoor, Friends of Music in Middletown, the Stanford Center for the Arts, Outpost in the Burbs, the Emlyn Theater, and more. See a complete list of member card partners at WFUV.org. Your business can be part of the member card program. Contact the WFUV Promotions Department at 718-817-3697.
Paul Winter joins you in supporting WFUV. Paul Winter's 24th annual Winter Solstice Holiday Celebration is at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine on December 18th through the 20th. It features the Russian village singers and dancers of the Dmitry Pokrovsky Ensemble in their first U.S. concerts in 7 years. More info at 212-662-2133 or livingmusic.com.
Hey, this is Vince Gelsa, inviting you to stay tuned after tonight's game for Vince Gelsa's Idiot's Delight. It follows immediately after the game wrap-up. Vince Gelsa's Idiot's Delight, old-style, free-form broadcast radio right here on 90.7 FM WFUV.
Thank you so much, friends. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to pass the music on. My brother Harry founded a number of things. He lived 38 hectic years. The family joke was, two's company, Harry's a crowd. I was the next younger brother. I know I kept chasing him, trying to catch up in a lot of ways. I ended up being a very good basketball player because I had to play against Harry all that time, you know. I finally outgrew him height-wise. But probably the most proud thing that ever happened in Harry's life was the person I'll introduce next, his daughter, Jen Chapin. Yeah.
This next song is one that was kind of atypical for my dad to write, I think. It's just because it's so darn simple and straight ahead and not too long. Straight ahead love song. Old College Avenue. All the Thank you. We were strangers bumping past other lives in a focused fog. Now all our stories have melted into two vivid hours. Maybe we're better now, stronger, with a deeper soul, and we'll be whole again in a different way. And this time we'll teach for a new day. Please, a new day. Hurry up, time. Speed us away to that day when the sky doesn't rain with the white and the pain. your calm and away from that one black cloud. Hurry. Thank you. Thanks.
Jen Chapin.
Jamie Foxx. Dan Willis. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Jen Chapin, ladies and gentlemen. She is also, as of January 1st, the chairman of the board of World Hunger Year. Yeah. Feel like we are in good hands. So let's do another one of Harry's songs. Story song. Harry was Mr. Story. And here's one that came from his secretary, who showed him a report card that her son brought home that read as follows. Your son marches to the beat of a different drummer. Comma, But don't worry, we'll have him joining the parade by the end of the term. Little boy went first day of school, got some crayons and started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, 'cause colors was what he saw. The teacher said, "What you doing, young man?" "I'm painting flowers," he said. "This is not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, the way it should be done. You got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one." And she said, "Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said,
"There's so many colors in a rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in a flower, and I see everyone."
Well, the teacher said, "You're sassy. There's ways that things should be. And you'll paint flowers the way they are. Now repeat after me." And she said, "Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said again,
"But there's so many colors in a rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in a flower, and I see everyone."
Well, the teacher put him in a corner. She said, "It's for your own good. And you won't come out till you get it right and are responding like you should." Finally he got lonely. Frightened thoughts filled his head. And he went up to the teacher, and this is what he said. And he said,
"Flowers are red, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen."
Well, time went by like it always does. They moved to another town, and the little boy went to another school. This is what he found. The teacher there was smiling. She said, "Painting should be fun. And there are so many colors in a flower, so let's use every one." But that little boy painted flowers in neat rows of green and red. And when the teacher asked him why, well, this is what he said. And he said,
"Flowers are red, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen."
But there must be a way to have our children say, "There's so many colors in a rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in a flower, and I see everyone."
Yeah. On the next American Roots, two unusual artists in the country vein. The story of Willis Allen Ramsey, the cult musical hero from Austin, Texas, who wrote Muskrat Love. And Nico Case, a female punk drummer turned country singer, talks about her many musical loves and her atmospheric album, Blacklisted.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Join me for American Roots, Sunday afternoon at 5 on WFUV, New York.
The Phillipsburg Performing Arts Center joins you in supporting WFUV. PPAC presents Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Paul Winter in an intimate one-on-one concert of environmental music on Sunday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at St. John's Church in Getty Square in Yonkers. Information at 914-964-8977 or phillipsburg.org.
Hello, I'm Kevin Moe. Next time on The Blues. In the 1960s, blues jumped the Atlantic Ocean to England. I don't want you. Young fans embraced the music and then brought it back to America in the British Invasion. The colorful story of the 1960s British blues invasion on The Blues from PRI Public Radio International.
Monday night at 9 on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire? And as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire. For we believed in things, and so we'd sing.
Remember when music was the best of what we dreamed of for our children's time? And as we sang, we worked, for we knew time was just a line. It was a gift we saved, a gift the future gave.
Remember when the music brought us all together to stand inside the rain? And as we all joined hands, we would meet in the refrain, for we had dreams to live. We had hopes to give.
And all the times I listened, and all the times I heard, all the melodies I'm missing, and all the magic words, and all those potent voices, and the choices we have had.
How I'd love to find we had that kind of choice again.
Every newborn day. And as we sang, the sun came up to chase the dark away. And life was good, for we knew we could.
Remember when the music brought the night across the valley, when the day went down. And as we'd hung the melody, we'd be safe within the sound. So we'd sleep, for we had dreams to keep.
And so we'd sing.
We want to call up everybody tonight, all the wonderful performers, please join us on stage. We've had a wonderful night tonight. Thank you so much for honoring our older brother, our dad, our uncle, our friend, Mr. Harry Chapin. Amazing thing to me is not only is he so well remembered within the family, but how much in some ways his life has had a resonance for so many other people. It's kind of humbling and wonderful. And my brother James, a week after Harry died, we were very devastated, had a major, wonderful kind of funeral event at Grace Church Episcopal Choir in Brooklyn, totally full. It's a typical Harry concert, it lasted 4 hours. And in the middle of it, my brother James said, you know, we can't replace Harry. We can't become Harry. We can't, even if we could, we wouldn't do that. What we need to do is to fill our own shoes a little fuller. And that to me was a ding, 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 the light went off. And I'm not only with me, but a whole lot of folks. Thank you so much for having us down here, having this celebration of Harry's life. I want to thank all these wonderful performers here. Congratulations to Peter and Maura. Yeah. Thanks to Nick Seri. Thanks especially to the sound crew, to Tim and Ed and all of you guys. Thank you so much. And all the folks here at the Birchmere, don't forget your waiters and waitresses. We've had a wonderful time tonight. Let's go out with a blaze of glory with this song.
And all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the night time till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle. All my life's a circle. But I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning round again. The years keep rolling by.
Steve-o.
Seems like I've been here before. I can't remember when. But I got this funny feeling that we'll all be together again and again and again and again. No straighter lines pick up my life. All my roads have been. There's no clear-cut beginnings, and so far no dead ends.
Where is Pete Fornatel? We didn't thank Pete Fornatel. Our wonderful MC and great friend. I also want to thank, talking about All My Life's a Circle, Weaver Mania. And George Wurzbach. Who am I forgetting? Whoever I'm forgetting. All you guys. Who knows a verse? You got a verse?
Sunrise, sunrise and sundown.
Moon rolls through.
The moon rolls through the night time till the daybreak comes around.
All my life's a circle.
All my life's a circle. But I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning round again. The years keep rolling by.
Mike, you got a verse?
Yeah, I got a verse. I'm really so excited. I've gotta get a grip. Here I am, I've lived 52 years of my life, and I finally became a pip. Right? I don't know what a woofma is, but as far as I can tell, you all seem to like folk music, and folk music is alive and well.
Wait a minute. It's your turn. I want you guys to stand up, put your hands together, and let's see if these folkies can actually sing this thing. It goes all my life's a circle. Ready? Count it off. We're starting like a one, a two, a one, two, three, go. Sunrise and sundown. Moon rolls through the nighttime. Till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle. I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning round again. Seasons. The years keep rolling by. Whoa, good job! And all my life's a circle.
All my life's a circle.
Sunrise and sundown.
Sunrise and sundown.
Friends, drive carefully, shovel your snow tomorrow, and we'll see you here. Thanks.
And that just about does it for this holiday weekend edition of Mixed Bag. Fordham Basketball is next. My thanks to Tom, Steve, and Jen Chapin, to Bill Ayers and Sue Leventhal, and last but not least, to Eric Rastetter, who made it all possible this week. This is Pete Fornital. Have a happy, healthy, and safe rest of the Thanksgiving weekend, and make us a part of it here at 90.7 FM. Streaming on the web at WFUV.org.